Good afternoon, and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. My name is Scott, and I'm here to talk with Sherry about her recent blog on the recordingandlistening.org website. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, Scott. I'm happy to be here.
We are happy to have you. I'm so excited. A lot of folks might know and be familiar with the recordingandlistening.org website. It has all kinds of resources for recording and listening. And then there's this little gem in there, too, which is the regular blog that's written that kind of offers insights and helpful hints. And, boy, this last one was just really helpful. And we were wondering if you could share a little bit about what you wrote.
Of course. It's actually my very new favorite thing about recording and listening. So what I wrote about is noticing a bamboozle that conditioning tries a lot with me, which is that something, I might be reading an email class or hear something or read something somewhere else that I'm kind of inspired by, and I'll think, oh, I should record that. And always, I've just been noticing this, always conditioning comes in and says, you can do it later. Then it'll kind of say this little like, man, is that really that important? Or maybe you should sit with it. And it does that little trick.
Yeah, and it does that little trick. I'm smiling because I bet we're all...
Wait, Scott, you got digital. Yeah, I just lost you for a sec. What did you just say?
Oh, I was just saying, can you hear me okay now, Sherry?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was saying, I was laughing a bit because I bet you we could all just go right along with you as you were describing that. You know, here comes an insight, or we read something inspiring, and here comes the impulse to record. And then right on the heels of that is, well, I mean, is it really that important? Or, you know, maybe we should sit with that for a little while. And I love that one because it can feel kind of convincing. Yeah, maybe I should sit with that for a while. But just seeing that as a bamboozle.
Exactly. And, you know, for probably a lot of the first years when I started doing recording and listening, I bet I got bamboozled by that. But I know something happened at some point where I started paying attention to what it was like to listen to those recordings when I just picked up the recorder and recorded something. And there was a certain presence that was so different than when I wrote down a little note that said, don't forget to record that thing that you read in the email, right? Like, and then I went back and read it, and it was still great to record, but there was a life force that was very different.
Wow. So really just tuning into your experience and really experiencing the life force when that impulse would come up to record and you would just go ahead and do it rather than, you know, oh, I'll do it later. You could really kind of feel that difference in the experience.
Yes. And in doing so, the other thing I noticed is that often it felt as if awareness was kind of waiting for me to turn on the recorder at that moment because there was something that wanted to be said. Life just wanted to say something else, different than what the human, you know, so like I might have thought like, oh, that was really interesting what the guide said in response to that, you know, that email thing. I'm going to record that. But that there was actually oftentimes something else that wanted to come through related to that.
Mm. Boy, we can really tell the amount of attention being paid attention to that process. Because again, I think we can all follow along with that where it's like, oh, that was really great what the guide said. I want to record that. And seeing what's going on there is, that's just almost a cue to turn on the recorder, and we don't actually know what's going to get recorded. That it just seemed, we may think we know, but just turning on that recorder, gosh, what a way to turn to life, right? And that life wanted to speak.
Yes. And so, of course, you know, looking at these steps then, I realized, and this was huge for me when this dropped, that it's like, recording and listening is not about the content.
Uh-huh.
It's not about the content of what I'm recording. It's the process of it.
That is huge because we can all get kind of lost in that it's the content. You know, if I record these certain things or, okay, I'm going to record this now, and that it's not about the content, as we often say, it's about the process. And turning on the recorder and letting life speak seems like the process we're practicing.
Yes. And it's like, it's so, it is so subtle in a way because, you know, mm-hmm. yes, on the surface there are, right? It's like, you know, I think, you know, probably everyone listening has had that experience. You hear the guide say something, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to record about that. That really inspired me. So it can seem like it's about the content.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, it can seem like it's the content. That was really great. It really inspired me. And the inspiration is kind of what's talking, not necessarily the what was said or, you know, what
yes.
was kind of, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that that's it. I think that in my experience, that's what gets recorded is that energy of just life force and inspiration and connection and, you know, whatever that you want to call that energy. I noticed
yeah.
that gets recorded and then that's what gets uh-huh. celebrated to later on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right. So we could get caught up in the words or the content, but what we're really calibrating to is the energy, is the life force. That's kind of the ultimate practice if I'm following you.
Well, and that's what, you know, that's what it seems like to me. Because it does seem like that there is just, and not, I mean, I still like the other recordings that I make sometimes, but there's just a whole difference in mm-hmm. in energy. And I do feel like, I honestly feel like sometimes when I just get the inspiration, like there was a day last week I was listening to some music and I was just so happy. And I just, something dropped in that said, turn on the recorder. And I just turned it on and there wasn't really any content to say. I was just sort of like, I'm dancing around. I feel really happy. Like, or not, you know, just kind of like,
yeah.
But I love that recording because it's uh-huh. just this human being having fun.
Yes, you love that recording because it's this human being having fun. And I project it takes you right back to that energy, right back to that presence, right back to the joy and the fun. And it doesn't really matter what she says because what you're tuning into is the energy.
That's exactly it, Scott. That's exactly it. It's like it all sort of gets infused in the recording.
It all gets yep. infused in the recording. Isn't that amazing?
Yes!
It all gets transcribed or infused into the recording. You listen back. It brings you right back. That training of calibration I think you mentioned, it brings you right back to that place from which the recording was made.
That's exactly it. And I think I didn't see this before until you and I were just talking about it right now. But I think the reason that I really love that recording is because it's not about something. There wasn't, I mean, yes, there was music playing, but it wasn't like there was really some external something that mm-hmm. that was happening. It was just love. It was just sort of a moment in life of joy.
Mm. Just, yeah. Just a moment of, yeah, because it kind of wants to make it into like, it's something that I can talk about and hold on to. But your experience was, it was just a moment of joy. And I think the other huge point that you're underlying is that its training is, here comes the impulse, and then it trains us to, well, later, which means never record,
right?
Or have a conversation about it. Well, I don't know if it's really all that important to record. And what I've heard you say a couple of times and what you've stated clearly in the blog is that impulse comes in to record and what you're training to do is to respond right away. Yes. And you turn on the recorder without really that agenda of, you know, okay, I'm dancing around, record, great. Okay, I don't know what's going to come out. I'm inspired by something the guy said, great, I don't know what's going to come out. I'm going to turn on the recorder. And it really is that training that we are participating in, which is, yes, life, I'm available. Yes, whatever you offer, yes, as opposed to the other direction.
Yeah. What I've noticed, that what started happening, of course, more and more, which makes perfect sense, because it is a practice of saying yes. It's a practice of just, I love the way you said that, yes, life. But that I've been noticing more and more and more that whenever any impulse comes or intuition, it's that same, I'm training myself now from the recording and listening to then just do it. Oh, call
wow.
my mom? Oh, yes, life, okay. Right, like just,
Yes.
So I could see it extending in other places.
Yeah. Well, we can see by the guide nags us to do recording and listening just for what you just said. I mean, there's the tool and we're practicing, and then we're not using the tool and the training kicks in. We're saying yes to life. We're putting our attention on that life energy, that impulse, and we get to live in that, you know, yes, that joy, that happiness. Yeah, and the recording and listening is training us how to do that in a way you just described so clearly.
I know, it's so exciting. And I
it's
love
so
it.
Exciting.
I think I'm so tickled by it too, because I mean we've been recording and listening as a Sangha for a long time now. And I love that there are always just more places to go. Like, I feel like this has been over the last year or two, I've been really paying attention to this, and it's really solidified for me now. But it's like, wow, where else is it going to take us?
Yes, that's my experience exactly, Sherry. Where else is it going to take us? Wow, I didn't know this was possible. What else is possible? I mean, really like how awareness practices, huh? Gosh, wow,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, Sherry, I see we're at the top of the hour. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we hand the show off?
No, but just to encourage everyone to really, I mean, I know we say this all the time, but yeah, not to buy into that bamboozle of, it'll be fine, I'll just do it later, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, just see how fun it is to just do it in the moment and the surprise of it.
Yes, just to practice. For the fun of it, doing it in the moment and see what happens.
Yeah, yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yes, it was.